Your lead magnet or free offer provides value to your potential clients while also showcasing your expertise. An email sales funnel could be a highly effective way to nurture leads and ultimately drive conversions. Here's a simple 5-stage email funnel you could consider to set your business on automation and to potentially get more clients. The first email is the lead magnet or free offer delivery email. This is the initial email they receive after signing up to get the free offer. Thank them for their interest, deliver the promised content, and briefly hint at what they can expect in future emails. Second to that is the value email or emails. Over the next few days, send a series of emails providing additional value related to the free offer. This could include tips on how to use it effectively, common mistakes to avoid when it comes to your niche, or inspiring examples of your clients. The goal here is to build trust by delivering useful, relevant information. Next comes the case study or testimonial email. Send an email featuring a success story from one of your clients. This could be someone who used your services and saw significant results. Ideally, the story would highlight how your services solved a problem for the client, saved them time, or otherwise added value. After this is the soft sell email. In this email, introduce your small paid service or core offer in more detail. Explain how your service works, its benefits, and why it's a great solution for your ideal audience. End with a low-pressure invitation to learn more or get in touch if they're interested. Hard sell email. This is your main sales pitch. Reiterate the benefits of your service, perhaps offering a limited time discount or bonus to create a sense of urgency. Ensure you highlight the value they get. Reinforce your unique service or value add and address any potential objections or concerns they might have. Remember, the key to a successful email funnel is to provide value and build trust with your audience. Keep your emails helpful, engaging, and focused on the needs of your audience. Use a friendly, conversational tone and try to make each email feel personal and tailored to the reader's needs. Additionally, you may want to consider segmentation of your email list based on the actions taken by your subscribers. For example, those who opened certain emails, clicked on specific links, or made a purchase. And then send targeted emails based on this segmentation for even greater results. And finally, it's so important to continually test and optimize your email series. Be sure to monitor your open rates, click-through rates, and sign-up rates, and experiment with different subject lines, email formats, and calls to action to see what works best for your audience. Good luck!